Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew near to Jerusalem, and had come to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, Yeshua sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village over against you, and immediately you shall find a donkey tied, and a colt with her, loose them, and bring them to me. And if any man shall say anything to you, you shall say, The Master has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done, so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Shaun, Behold, your king comes to you, meek, and sitting upon a donkey, and a colt the foal of a donkey. And the disciples went, and did as Yeshua commanded them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and their clothes put on them, and they set him on it. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, others cut down branches from the trees, and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes who went before, and who followed, cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yeshua, Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Yeshua the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Yeshua went into the temple of Elohim and cast out all those who sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of those who sold doves. And said to them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were greatly displeased. And said to him, Do you hear what these say? And Yeshua says to them, Yes, have you never read, Out of the mouth of babies and infants you have perfected praise? And he left them, and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning as he was returning into the city, he was hungry. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing on it, but leaves only, and said to it, Let no fruit grow on you from now on forever. And immediately the fig tree withered. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How has the fig tree withered so soon? Yeshua answered and said to them, Truly I say to you, if you have faith, and do not doubt, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also, if you shall say to this mountain, Be removed, and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And when he had come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority do you do these things, and who gave you this authority? And Yeshua answered and said to them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven, or from men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say, From heaven, he will say to us, Why then did you not believe him? But if we shall say, From men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Yeshua and said, We cannot tell. And he said to them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first, and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not, but afterward he repented, and went. And he came to the second, and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They say to him, The first. Yeshua says to them, Truly I say to you, that the tax collectors and the harlots go into the kingdom of Elohim before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the harlots believed him, and you, when you had seen it, did not repent afterward, so that you might believe him. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder, who planted a vineyard, hedged it around, dug a winepress in it, built a tower, and lent it out to farmers, and went into a remote country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the farmers, so that they might receive its fruits. And the farmers took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more in number than the first, and they did to them in like manner. But last of all he sent to them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. But when the farmers saw the son, they said among themselves, This is the heir, come, let us kill him, and let us seize his inheritance. And they caught him, cast him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Therefore, when the master of the vineyard comes, What will he do to those farmers? They say to him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will lease out his vineyard to other farmers, who will render him the fruits in their seasons. Yeshua says to them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is Yeshua's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of Elohim shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth its fruits. And whoever shall fall on this stone, shall be broken, but on whomever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet.